Radio Prague News.
The new vehicle registration system crashed again on Wednesday morning. The company behind the system has won a fresh government contract worth 56 million crowns, and former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman is gaining ground in the race for the Czech presidency. The new vehicle registration system crashed yet again on Wednesday morning. The nationwide collapse made it impossible to connect to police and international vehicle databases, prolonging a crisis that has caused major problems for drivers since the system was launched on July 9th. The new problem comes just a day after the police presidium announced that it had solved the problem by reinforcing its infrastructure and servers. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has given the Transport Minister Petr Dobeš until Friday to resolve the problem or else resign. Latest reports suggest the system could take years to fix fully, while the company behind the work, ATS Telecom, must still be paid a promised 37 million crowns for the faulty system. Meanwhile, ATS Telecom has won a tender for the Czech Ministry of Defense to provide the government with anti-cyber attack technology. The contract is reportedly worth 56 million crowns. It was the lowest of three bids in the public tender process. Both hardware and software will be provided for the country's CIRC, or Computer Incident Response Center, with installation set to begin next year. Former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman is gaining ground in the race for the Czech presidency. A new survey conducted by the agency Factum Invenio puts the longtime Social Democrat leader ahead of economist Jan Švejnár and just behind former interim Prime Minister Jan Fischer. According to the poll, Zeman and Fischer would go to the second round of voting, with Fischer winning by a 4% margin if direct elections were held today. The three frontrunners would be followed at a considerable distance by Social Democrat Jiří Dienstbier, businessman Tomio Okamura, and TOP 09 chairman and foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The successor to President Václav Klaus will be chosen for the first time by direct election on January 6th and February 5th, 2013. The government has approved a proposal introducing new rules for appointments to state companies. The aim of the legislation put forward by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek is to increase the transparency of appointments to state and city businesses, where politicians often sit on supervisory boards and boards of directors. According to Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, the addition to the state's anti-corruption strategy will mean that party affiliation will no longer be the main criterion for such appointments. Instead, the bill requires nominees to have greater expertise and sets rules for publishing their assessments. The opposition Social Democrats also support the bill, which they expect to clearly cover remuneration for such appointees as well. Now turning briefly to the weather, warm and cloudy conditions are expected to continue for the rest of the week across most of the country, with scattered showers and storms and highs of 27 to 30 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.